Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, August 7th. Western Colorado has long been home to uranium mining, but many non-producing uranium mines have never been cleaned up, despite a state requirement that they do so. A new court ruling may change that. For KVNF News, Jody Peterson has the story.
A uranium mine in western Montrose County has been sitting idle for 3 decades. Now, it must finally be closed and cleaned up, according to a court decision last week. A state law requires all hard rock mines to be reclaimed within 10 years of ceasing production, and the Van 4 mine has not operated since at least 1989. The Van 4 uranium mine is located in the Paradox Valley above Bull Canyon and first opened in the late 1970s. The state board that governs mine reclamation had granted an exception to the Van 4 mine, allowing it to postpone cleanup, but environmental groups sued in 2017 to require enforcement of that 10-year limit. One of those plaintiffs is a Telluride-based Sheep Mountain Alliance. Lexi Tudnan, the group's director, says that idle mines like the Van 4 don't do anyone any good.
When mines are operational, they have a strong economic benefit. They bring jobs, they bring a mixed bag of impacts, but some of those are positive economic benefits. But when a mine is not operating anymore, it's not bringing any economic activity. It's by having to be cleaned up, it's actually improving those communities and providing potential reclamation jobs, especially in these places in the West End, which are very economically depressed.
At least 20 Western Slope uranium mines are in a similar situation. They stopped producing decades ago, but have not yet cleaned up their operations. Later this fall, the Colorado Mined Land Reclamation Board will consider extending exceptions to 7 of those mines, located in San Miguel and Montrose counties. The Van 4 ruling, say the plaintiffs, could influence the board's decision, making it less likely to give those other mines exemptions from the required cleanup. And the decision might even set a precedent for other types of non-producing mines in the state. George Glazier, CEO of Western Uranium and Vanadium Corporation, which owns the Van 4 mine, told the Colorado Independent, quote, "The Van 4 is an insignificant mine, but this decision is going to be far-reaching in Colorado. It's a major blow to mining in Colorado," end quote. Environmental groups, though, are pleased by the prospect of what they call zombie mines finally getting cleaned up. Here's Tudnan of the Sheep Mountain Alliance again.
We hope to see it applied to other mines because it's really important that we clean up these waterways, especially with scarcity of water in the West. It's important for wildlife, it's important for recreation and safety and the communities that surround them.
The Mined Land Reclamation Board may decide to appeal the Van 4 ruling, which was handed down by a panel of 3 judges on the Colorado Court of Appeals. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson reporting.
According to the Denver Post, the Eagle County Sheriff has been indicted by a grand jury on a petty offense charge of official misconduct for alleged misuse of a reserve fund, which pays for contract work, among other expenses. Sheriff James Van Beek on Monday issued a news release informing the public about the charge and allegation against him in the county and community that he serves. According to the memo from Van Beek, it is considered a petty offense with a minimal fine, but given the nature of the charge, our office will be fighting it because it implies dishonesty, which as an elected official is unacceptable and against my values. End quote. Since 2012, the reserve fund, comprised of multiple revenue sources, such as abandoned money and certain confiscated funds, has been used for a variety of community-related discretionary expenses, including Crime Stopper rewards and charity fundraisers, among other uses. According to Van Beek's news release, the charge comes from a misinterpretation by the district attorney about the review process of confiscated monies, and specifically when a committee needs to be convened for additional approval, end quote. Eagle County District Attorney Bruce Brown declined comment Tuesday, other than to say that a grand jury indictment has been handed down. The official misconduct charge, according to court documents, stems from offenses dating back to January 1, 2017 through June 1, 2019. Van Beek, who has been sheriff since January of 2015, was issued a summons Friday in the case. He's scheduled to be arraigned on August 30th. And this is from the Montrose Daily Press. The Colorado Department of Transportation will be performing rockfall mitigation along Colorado 145 between Dolores and Rico. The mitigation operations will start Wednesday, today, and will continue for about 2 weeks. A geotechnical team will work on a 14-mile stretch of 145 to address areas of concern along the ridgeline above the highway. As part of its Whole System, Whole Safety campaign, CDOT has prioritized the survey of areas along Colorado roadways that may be prone to rockfalls. If any unstable rock features are identified, the loose material is removed by a geotechnical team to eliminate the potential rockfall hazard for motorists traveling on the highway. Beginning today and continuing through Friday, August 16th, motorists can expect delays on Colorado 145 from just north of Dolores to Stoner, mile points 14 through 28, about 14 miles. Travelers will encounter up to 20-minute delays. The traffic stops will allow crews the opportunity to perform hillside operations and to remove any rock or debris from the roadway. Motorists are urged to slow down and watch for flaggers, work crews, and heavy equipment in the area. And finally today from the Denver Post, as cities and counties around Colorado continue revamping their regulations for energy extraction, with more than a half a dozen communities already having suspended drilling while they do so, Weld County is making it loud and clear that it plans to put no impediments in the way of industry. The county northeast of Metro Denver opened a first in Colorado local oil and gas development department to process drilling permit applications and regulate well pads throughout the mineral-rich region. The Weld County Oil and Gas Energy Department will boast 12 employees, including a director, an oil and gas planner, and permitting and enforcement officers. Weld County accounts for nearly 9 out of every 10 barrels of oil produced in the state. Colorado pumped 167 million barrels of oil from its shale formations in 2018. And nearly 60% of the county's assessed property value comes from the energy sector. The new department is expected to handle around 2,000 applications for well permits a year. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, August 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.